I'm Benjamin Payne for WVIK News. For this week's big story in the Quad City Times, Alma Gall is following up on her reporting about how a number of area schools that have been closed in recent years are finding new life. Last month, she reported about the former J.B. Young Intermediate School in Davenport and how it's been repurposed into a community center with a food pantry and a preschool. That got her thinking about how other vacated schools in the Quad Cities have done. She starts us off in Moline with the former Erickson and Garfield Elementary Schools.
Both closed in 2015. Erickson was purchased by the Heritage Church, which operates several campuses in the Quad Cities, and it is the Esperanza Center serving the Floreciente community. And then Garfield was sold to Gorman and Company, which is a Wisconsin-based company that has renovated the old Moline School, and I mean the 1914 old Moline School, into loft apartments, and also built the new Moline Enterprise lofts along the riverfront. The idea was that Garfield would be repurposed into apartments as well. No plans have been announced for that yet, though. It's currently vacant, and with the climate as it is now, with the uncertainty in the federal tax code about the availability of certain tax credits that make these kinds of projects doable, I don't know how soon that might move forward.
And how has Rock Island done with its vacated schools?
Rock Island hasn't had quite such a good track record of getting its schools repurposed. So in 2000, I think it was 12, the old Lincoln School, the one that dated to the 1800s, that people had a number of different suggestions for it through the years. And at one point in time, the city bought it with the idea that they could kind of mothball it and hopefully get a developer in there, and that didn't happen. And there needed to be, in the meantime, the roof continued to deteriorate, and an empty building just doesn't get any better. So eventually the city council decided they could not any longer put good money after bad, and they had it demolished. And that was a real heartbreaker for preservationists, but they were doing what they thought was financially responsible for the city. And then in 2013, the Audubon School was demolished. That had there had been a plan that the Fairway food stores would build there on that site, but that didn't happen either. So two empty sites that used to be schools. And then there was a Central Junior High that is now basically vacant, except for the district's food service comes out of there.
And in West Davenport, I understand the former Roosevelt School is now a community center run by the city's Parks and Recreation Department. How is Parks and Rec using this space?
They rent out space to Head Start classes. There is a weight room there that people can, for like $40 a year, they can use the treadmills and the ellipticals. There's a senior club. There's a lot of, but for the older people in that area of town that might be living alone, that gives them a place to go every so often to just talk to other people and converse and play cards and maybe do scrapbooking.
Summing it all up, how would you describe the state of vacated schools in the Quad Cities?
I think it's good. Some remain vacant, but for the most part, they are used. Four schools have been completely renovated into apartments. Those are great. Buchanan is underway. The people who are in those buildings are taking care of them. It's good. I mean, I think in doing my reporting, I was heartened by the use, that they didn't just sit vacant or be demolished.
Thanks for joining me, Alma.
You're welcome.
That's reporter Alma Gall. You can read her story this Sunday in the Quad City Times or online at qctimes.com. I'm Benjamin Payne for WVIK News.